Well, I think that's what makes this so historic. They've been hiding behind Section 230 for over two decades. As you know, that was a law that was passed back in a totally different era when technology and the landscape was completely different. Since that time, they have spent an enormous amount on lawyers and lobbyists to try to ensure that they aren't held responsible. We took a different approach in this case, really focused in on the aspects of the product itself, the design features of the algorithm, the lack of age verification, the implementation of end-to-end encryption, all of which created an environment which was both dangerous for kids and addictive. But we also were able to show that the company's own safety team had been recommending for years and highlighting for years the dangers of these features. They were repeatedly ignored by Mr. Zuckerberg and other executives. I think fundamentally that's what made the difference in this case.
Yeah, I think the legal filings specifically that you're referring to, and this kind of jumped out at me as well, his Zuckerberg's 2019 announcement to make Facebook Messenger end-to-end encrypted by default would impact the ability to disclose to law enforcement some 7.5 million child sexual abuse material reports. And that was what internal emails, internal messages from Meta highlighted, and that those were the type of messages that were being ignored.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And it was interesting that they moved fully to end-to-end encryption the day after we filed this lawsuit. And then in the middle of the trial, they actually made the announcement that they were going to unwind end-to-end encryption. I think in part, it was just one more aspect of the decisions that have been happening inside the company, which points to this default setting of prioritizing profits over safety in terms of ignoring safety recommendations from their own internal staff. And it's one of those things that really grabbed the jury's attention. I think it's noteworthy that this was a six-week trial. The jury came back in less than a day. That's a pretty resounding message for Meta and for the entire industry.